All right.
Wake up with Sarah and Vinny.
They're great. They're awesome every morning.
Every morning on Alice 97.3.
Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. That's somber right there. And we have your chance to see him wherever you want. He's doing a bunch of shows in North America, and you can pick where you want to go. All this week, you enter for this one at RadioAlice.com. So you're not going to have a cue to call. We're not going to give you a code word. You need to go to RadioAlice.com and get yourself entered there for your chance to win an exclusive trip for two to see Somber on his You Are the Reason tour. And the reason is you. The trip includes round trip airfare, two nights hotel stay, and two tickets for the show of your choice in North America. You want to go to Ohio? Well, maybe he's playing there.
Somber?
Just look at his tour schedule. So RadioAlice.com, head there, get yourself entered. You can call or text us. We're available to you. 800-400-3697. And our email is sarahandvinny@odyssey.com. Sarah with an H, Vinny with an I-E. Odyssey is a made up word spelled A-U-D-A-C-Y. Don't let it autocorrect on you. Odyssey. Solid. Okay, I'm going to start today with a story about gig work and side hustles. I feel like there's honor in all work. Like, mm-hmm. I was really bummed when some actor who had been, like, maybe on The Cosby Show was working at, like, a Trader Joe's checking
Trader
people
Joe's,
out.
Exactly.
And people were giving him crap for it.
Someone posted is what happened.
Like, oh, my God.
Look at this guy. Oh, how he's fallen.
Right. Oh,
and
what
the
a
guy
loser.
Was in between gigs and was like, I don't.
I'm putting food on my family's mm-hmm. table. I'm doing what I have to do.
Well, sometimes too, you know, you might have some money in your bank, but say to yourself, why would I sit here and burn through money when I could go work and make enough
right.
to be living on?
Or even just offset what I'm pulling out of the account.
We're all absolutely having to take care of ourselves in retirement. If you're not looking at that,
start.
You've got trouble coming.
Mm.
And it'll come faster than you think.
And I think gig work, it's especially helpful in the world of Hollywood because sometimes you're working and sometimes you're not. And even if you were once a star in a big show, you might have gotten a bad deal. That, like, this is in particular about a kid who was on a big show in the 80s and 90s. And those deals sucked for those people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe some of the older, you know, more experienced actors had an agent that got them a good deal or residuals or whatever else it was. But a lot of those kids, they became famous kids and with all the trouble that can come along with that and also got no money and didn't get any money after the show.
Let me tell you, thank God for the union because they've come along to take care of some of those problems for sure.
Yes.
But that is those jobs where you're like, I want to be an actor more than anything in the freaking world.
Yep.
I'll do anything. Your casting couch, I'm on it. Let's go.
Right.
Whatever I got to do. And then you find yourself in a raw deal and being underpaid and you're going to what? Say, this isn't fair. Most people don't. Most right. people sit there with their fingers crossed, hoping the next gig is the one where the money actually comes through. And then they're not hot anymore.
Yeah. I don't know how much this kid got paid originally. We're talking about a young man. I don't know how young he is now. His name is Danny Pintaro. It's from Who's the Boss. Do you remember? That was like an Alyssa Milano show.
Yes.
And
Tony Danza.
Tony,
too.
Yeah, right. And Judith Light, I think, is the mom.
Mm-hmm.
So Who's the Boss? He was a little cute blonde kid. So I guess if he was a little kid in the 80s, he's probably, you know, at least probably around 40.
He's 50.
Oh, he's 50.
Yeah.
Okay. So people were shocked when Danny Pintaro posted a picture of himself delivering packages for Amazon. He was on Who's the Boss. That was a huge sitcom that ran for 8 seasons in the early 80s and 90s. But contrary to what a lot of people think, just because you were on a hit show does not make you rich. And like you said, who cares why someone's working? Like, maybe it is to offset what they're pulling.
Well, it's a bummer to be, I'm sure, famous. But I'm sure he thought about what gig can I get where I'm not going to be like at working at the grocery store going boop, you know, each person that comes through goes, oh, you're the guy. Yes,
yes,
I am.
Yeah. Boop.
Chili tonight?
Mm.
It looks like you're making chili tonight.
He says he has five different gig jobs.
Good for him.
So he posted a picture of himself delivering packages for Amazon. And he says, that's just one of five side gigs I've got. And that's what he does to make ends meet between acting jobs. And that is kind of the beauty of a side these app-based side hustles that people are like, they're not truly an employee. So it doesn't come with some of those benefits. But when they've got an audition or they get a role, however big or small, that can be put on pause and they can, you know what I mean?
Well,
I think it's kind of good.
I think the original gig work, and I never did it. Well, I did it once and then I quit because I was on LSD. But I never waited tables really, but that's kind of gig work too. Like I had a girlfriend that said, I'll do cocktailing a couple nights a week and make enough that I don't have to work the rest of the week. And it was because she could pick her shifts.
Yep. Cocktail waitressing can be very lucrative. It also comes with a bunch of crap.
She definitely dealt with that. But she was also someone who could deal with that. So she wasn't, she's no wallflower, you know.
Right.
So if someone touched her, they were getting punched.
Right. If you could determine which person it was.
We're all just sitting here looking innocent.
So he basically says this is Danny Pintaro, who was the little kid on Who's the Boss, and he's got five gig jobs. He says, we got to do what we have to do to survive. We've got to keep moving as humans. We're all doing it. I'm not different from you in that sense. We've never been different from you in that sense. I don't make money from residuals, and I need to make some money.
Now, the bummer is, in my mind, and I don't know what his talent level is. I don't really remember the show in terms of like, oh, that kid's a scene stealer. But there's so much stuff being made. It's hard to believe that he's not finding work. Even some of these reboots or things where they go back and get 80 stars on purpose.
Yeah.
He was kind of a throwaway kid.
Oh, he wasn't?
Yeah. It wasn't. He was like the least focused on and all the characters.
He's cute. I mean, if you're cute terrible boy, he's just a regular looking dude.
You know what he did? He started in that movie Cujo, the
scary
dog.
Oh, he was
dog.
The little kid in that movie.
That's right.
I never saw it,
but I've definitely heard the reference.
You must have read it though.
I read it and I may have even seen it, but I don't remember it at all.
Well, the ending's different in the movie.
Yeah.
They love to do that.
Because Stephen King doesn't care who he kills. He's like, don't get attached.
Spoiler.
Oh, does the kid die?
I don't know. I guess you'll have to watch the movie.
I'm never
going to
watch
book.
This movie. I get the reference and that's enough for me.
Let's just say he survives in the movie and the book is quite different.
I love that.
The guys from, you know, let me start with this. Constellations. We can all pick a couple constellations out of the sky, right? This is the next story.
Okay.
Moving on.
All right. Yeah, constellations, sure. Right. A grouping of stars that make some kind of random, an actual shape where you can go, hey, that looks like a pot or a pan, I mean, or a pot.
It's a dipper. It's actually like a ladle.
I don't know what that is.
So we got the Big Dipper. We got Orion the Hunter where you can see the three in a row and then sort of the kite shape or I don't know, opposite of kite. So those are the two I can pick out, and that's really it. And then I think there's a way to find the North Star off of the Big Dipper.
And the Heart of Taurus.
I don't have that one.
A long time ago, Icky showed me an app because he's a Google guy and thinks Google picks, what are they called? Picks, whatever this.
Right. Android?
Android! They have an app where you aim it at the sky and it'll show you everything it's looking at.
I think that's the night sky. You can get that on your Apple thing. So damn fun to do. Like as the sun sets, you can watch it going down behind the horizon line. It's really cool. But the thing about constellations is, I get it. There wasn't TV in the olden days. So people looked up at the stars. There was no light pollution. And they said, well, those stars, we need something for this zodiac sign, so we're just going to like figure out a way to make that. Like, have you ever seen one where they've got this elaborate picture drawn of a lion, and then there's just random, you're just like, okay, so that doesn't look like a lion at all.
Those dots do not connect in any other way.
So the guys from Jackass now have their own constellation.
Of course they do.
In honor of Jackass, Best and Last. All the Jackass guys got a star named after them. through the star name registry. So they picked their stars. And if you play Connect the Dots, theirs actually does look like what they've intended. They bought the stars that form the shape
of a chonch,
of a penis,
a side view,
and berries.
With berries, yeah.
Yeah, sticks and berries. A side view of the whole thing. And if they're actually, there's a name.
Yeah, it's not the Little Dipper. It's like if Richard shortened his name and was a Little Dipper.
The Little Icker.
Yeah, the Little Icker.
But there's a letter missing when I say that.
And it's
a D.
I think we got it.
Are you sure we can't overexplain this a little bit more? Mm. So I don't know how accurate this is or if this is just a funny thing that they put together. I mean, most likely they didn't pick out those exact stars.
I love those boys.
It's so funny.
And I hope that they're all okay long term from the stunts they've pulled in an effort to make us laugh. I do fear they're not.
Right.
Because they've done some very gnarly things to themselves. But actually, I think one of the guys, Steve-O, who I really enjoy, I just think he's great. And he has these ridiculous tattoos all over him. One of his bits was he was getting a tattoo on his back of himself while like in a four-wheel drive going through. Like, yeah, so the tattoo's all mangled, but that's one of his bits, right? And I think they're funny. I love it. But then he went and got the same constellation above his eyebrow on his face.
Did he?
He did. And I was like, oh, one too far. Like, you didn't need, I mean, you're a 50-year-old man. You didn't have to
get a Little Dipper on your forehead.
A D on your eyebrow. But he did it, and yeah. It's him, and he's doing his thing.
Yeah, he probably doesn't care. What are these guys? I know Johnny Knoxville has some money, but, like, does Steve-O have some money?
Yes.
That's good, because, honestly, that's a job that should pay.
Yeah, yikes. A lot. Well, I know this. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, he's only worth $4
million. Oh!
$4 million.
Yep.
If you, you know, take
live
care
small.
Of it, you can be fine on $4 million. He can be fine on $4 million.
And he's like, is he younger than us?
Barely, if at all.
Yeah. So he has some time left. I'm sure he's still working and doing appearances. And
He does some kind of multimedia live show, which involves him hurting himself.
Oh,
which
great.
I just,
so that
I
continues.
Still feel like, oh.
Want to guess Knoxville's?
$50 million.
200.
I'm going to say 50, 10 mil.
50 was right on the dot.
Oh, damn.
Woo! Is that a point for Gen X?
No. Sorry. I mean, if you want.
I did read one time that for the first season of Jackass, back when he was on drugs and booze and he's since gotten himself cleaned
Knoxville?
Up. No, Steve-O. That he made $1,000 for the first season. What? Well, in the process of annihilating himself, $1,000 doesn't feel fair.
Sobered up and went, what have I done to myself?
I don't even think that would be legal.
What?
Are you sure it wasn't $1,000 per episode?
No, he was, I remember reading he made $1,000 for the whole season. These are guerrilla videos they made themselves in the early days. These were not films.
They were, yeah, and then they
non-union.
Started putting them together on MTV.
Yes, that's where it ended up, but it was one of these things they were doing at skateboard ramps. Amongst them, like partying and hanging out and doing
when
these.
When did they start? Was it
the 90s?
I couldn't
guess. Yeah, I would guess the 90s, but I couldn't.
Maybe they put out like a Jackass videotape or something.
I want to say there was like, there was some other name they were doing these videos under.
He made less than $1,500.
What?
And
the whole season.
Because they didn't get paid per episode. They got paid per prank and stunt. $200 for low impact pranks and $500 for legitimately dangerous bits.
Oh boy. Huh.
Well, you know, everyone works their way
hazard
up.
Pay.
Yeah. He was broken homeless when the show premiered on MTV.
Jackass Best and Last. That is supposedly their final movie. And it encompasses, I believe there's probably some new stunts, but there's a lot of the old classics and a lot of supposedly never before seen stuff. And that opens in theaters. Looks like this Friday. All right, Ben, I'm out of time. What's coming up in the news?
I got a bonus for you after these.
Hey, Bay Area, good morning.
Coffee, please.
Wake up with Sarah and Vinny.
This is amazing!
Ah! Every morning on Alice.
97.3. I'm having fun. I don't know about him, but We're having fun now. It's Alice, 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We're having a generational showdown. When? Like a little more than an hour. 8 a.m. this morning, Gen X versus the Zillennials. Bridge the gap today at 8. This week, Zillennial Emily from SF takes on Alice's team surgeon, Deepak, for Gen X.
So weird having a childhood friend come in.
I love it.
I love it too. Actually, he's one of those guys, and I know this because most recently he was at my wedding, and every single person after the wedding said, the guy in the purple jacket was a delight. Or, you know, they remembered his name or whatever, but he made his...
He made the rounds.
He made a mark.
He talked to everyone.
Yep, absolutely. So he is that guy. He's wonderful. Good morning, D. And good morning to the rest of you out there. As this Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Make this the summer you dive into fun at Aqua Adventure Water Park in Fremont. Now open for the season, it's packed with family favorites. From our four-story water slide to the lazy river and splash pad.
Oh, that sounds good.
Come make sunny memories at Aqua Adventure Water Park, made possible in part by Fremont Bank Foundation. The other water park in the South Bay isn't going to open this year, so this is the one.
Calabunga.
Calabunga was formerly Raging Waters or whatever it was, but it's not going to open.
What a bummer.
They say they will, you know.
We're renovating.
Yeah, we'll see. So for now, for this summer, you've got Aqua Adventure Water Park, made possible by Fremont Bank Foundation. June gloom again this morning, but sun later and a high of 80.
Sun did come out for us yesterday.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, so a hypothetical question.
I like those.
What bonus would you rather have? And here is your choices.
All right.
Would you like to be happier? Would you like to be 10% happier, 20% luckier? Would you like to age 30% slower? Would you like to be 40% hotter? Get paid 50% more money for your job? Or become 60% better at any sport?
Those are my choices.
10% happier, 20% luckier, 30% slower, aging slower.
That one's tempting.
That is tempting. Because it really has, it's like just this week, it snuck up on me in a way where I really can't believe it. Part of it was when I told my new friend at the beach that I was 57 and he went, whoa!
You're so old, brah.
Jesus.
Whoopa.
What?
Yeah, it's
then I saw a guy who was 68 in the car with me just like a couple days later and went, I'm not that far from that. That's truly around the, what the?
Yeah, I know.
He's a nice man. Don't get me wrong. We had a wonderful chat and he doesn't know I'm talking about him right now. I'm just saying, you know, the dialogue in my own head was, Jesus Christ, that's only 10 years away?
Yeah, is that what I'm going to wind up looking like?
Woof.
I know, you know, you can't base how you're going to age on how other people age. You don't know what he's been up to, you know?
I don't.
And also, genetically, some people get super wrinkly or, you know.
Well, it does feel
but
like.
It does feel like my face is kind of, my skin of my face is dripping off the bone structure of my face.
It does?
Yeah.
I don't feel that.
Affected by gravity. Like everything, all the things you don't think are going to happen to you. And because they happen so slowly. It's like. If you were up against a stone wall and there was another stone wall behind you, like you're between these two, and just like really slowly pushing your face and your whole body really into the other wall. I mean, it takes years, but it's ever present and always pushing and you're getting more and more squashed looking.
What I was going to say is there is that term hitting the wall.
Yeah,
It's not a sneak up on you thing. It's happening and you don't notice. And then you just realize I've hit it.
Right. Especially when stupid Apple phones show you a picture from 5 years ago. Like, see, it pops something up. I'm like, oh my God, that was only 5 years ago. I look 100 years younger.
I don't see that much stuff that makes me feel it. That's why, for whatever reason, this week, a couple things have happened where I went.
The young guy and the old guy.
Usually I'm by myself just doing my thing, and I'm still going surfing all the time. And sure, there's moments where I'm like, ow.
All right, so back to this thing here. So that it was, one of the options is age 30% slower. That one's tempting, but I think I'm going for number five, which is make 50% more money.
What?
I would take the big raise. I'm a very happy person. I'm a fairly lucky person. I really am tempted to take the aging thing, but that's the thing. I don't want to age young, you know, slower than John. Like, we're growing old together. Like, at least he also looks like crap, you know?
No see ya sucka in you, huh?
No. Oh, God, oh, no. Boy. No. And then what was the those, like, learning the sport? I could care less about that. What
better
was,
at athletics.
What was the 40% one?
Prettier or hotter is 40%.
I don't care about that.
50% more money from your job or 60% better at any sport.
Yeah, I'll take the... if John can also have it, we'll take the 30% slower aging. But if only one of us can have it, then I'll take the 50% more money.
50% more money is the winner.
Oh, is it? Yeah. Everybody wants to make more money. Well, lucky, not Bob. Bob doesn't care.
Right. Bob doesn't care as long as she's got her rich fiance. 23%. Let's see. Would like to be luckier. Next was prettier or hotter. Age slower was next. And last was 10% happier, which is really...
It's not enough.
It doesn't feel like enough.
Right.
For the sport one, is it, you only can pick one sport, or are you more athletic at everything you try?
I think it's fair to say you're 60% more athletic and anything you try, you'll be better at.
I might pick that one.
I like it too.
That's a big bump and that's super useful.
Certainly fun.
And fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the one you'd go for, huh?
Maybe.
The luck one's tempting.
It's not enough, though.
Yeah.
I know, 20% luckier? No, thanks.
Like, is that mean, if you're 20% luckier, do you just always hit green lights? Like, that'd be nice. But
that's
is
not
that
enough.
Really changing your lifestyle or your life in any, like, measurable way?
Yeah. Who doesn't want a 50% raise? Oh, my God.
Well.
Yes, please.
I'm not saying that's a bad one.
Bob just rolled her eyes at me.
But from $5 to $10, no thanks.
Compliments an hour up from one. Oh, that's 100%. Never mind.
Oh, yeah.
I can't do the math.
You do look gorgeous today.
Thank you. So I don't need that one.
Yeah, I have to go to the bunny.
Yeah, money.
Money, please.
Sorry.
I like the aging slower. I really like that a lot.
That was super tempting.
I'm feeling
it's
that
really
one
tempting.
In like now more than ever.
Well, and your wife is like 9 years younger than you. How great would it be to get extra time? As your kids, you had kids later in life. Your wife's a little younger. Like, that's actually, that does work for you. But the money, though, come on.
I wanted to point out as we're, so we'll move on.
I like that one.
Athletics, it's big. It's big business. $1 billion business. As you know, the New York Knickerbockers just won the NBA season.
Congrats.
Congratulations.
To the Knicks.
Video making the rounds as they did their parade and their celebration had people crawling on everything they could to get a better view. Everything. Hanging off of lights and, you know, bus stops and just they're all climbing buildings. They just want a view on trees. I can't see down here on the ground. Meanwhile, on the ground... A video of this young lady.
Oh, I know what video this is going to be.
What video is it?
Is it the one where the one lady's mad at the other lady, and then there's some midair twerking, and then there's goes from a punch out to a like weird break dance thing?
No.
Oh.
But I like what you just said. Where is that video?
We'll get
it
for you.
I need to see that
Bobby
video.
Bobby was showing me that one yesterday, and we were laughing so hard at it. I mean, it's just a weird... Okay, tell me what's going on with this one.
The Knicks haven't won in ages.
Right.
So
53
this was
years.
A big thing that happened for New York Knicks fans. And this woman exemplified everything wrong with sports fans.
Oh, well.
The inability to behave yourself in a celebration. You just won. Why are you destroying your own city and the things that the people around you who make a living in those buildings and cars and whatever,
right?
You're ruining their life it while you celebrate. It is a weird
reaction. Like, I feel like, is it because we never do stuff like that? And so then all of a sudden you're in a crowd and it's going crazy and you're like, I'm doing it. I'm out of control.
I think alcohol plays a big role in that.
Sure.
As always. But on the night of the celebration, there was a woman who's now been identified.
And probably lost her job and all her friends.
She did lose her job.
Oh, what was her job?
She had a big job, too.
Oh, my God.
Angie Baez, a 40-year-old financial industry executive.
Oh.
While celebrating the New York Knicks win, decided that these Knick-colored trash cans had to come home with her. So the video is of her taking the trash can, turning it upside down and pouring everything out onto the sidewalk in front of her. So she empties this trash can. She's got a Knicks jersey on. Oh, there she is. It's filled with trash. She dumps it. There's the sidewalk. It is an absolute...
Everyone, by the way, is just standing around. This isn't like in the midst of a huge celebration thing. I'm sorry, that lady, though, she doesn't necessarily look like what I was thinking of for a like a financial executive. 40-year-old
financial executive?
Yeah. She looks more like your best friend's older sister who dropped out of college and steals trash cans.
The New York Post reported that the woman's been identified as Angie Baez, the 40-year-old financial industry executive. Then they reported her LinkedIn profile, listing her as an executive director of the community and industry engagement for card and connected commerce at JPMorgan and Chase. List her previous work. So the Post outed her. And then the Post contacted JPMorgan Chase and they responded, this employee is no longer with the company. So this lady, while stealing a trash can in broad daylight in front of everybody and dumping the trash all over the street she lives on.
Right. Right.
Gets herself fired as well. Yeah. I mean, she's
got it. Wasn't worth it, lady. Angie Baez.
It is a pretty cool can.
It is kind of
you
cool.
Could spray paint. You buy orange.
You can
and
buy
blue
one. I'm sure they have that on Amazon.
Make that yourself.
You.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, come on.
Nah, this is the one I want. This gross one.
This one has sentimental value. It's from the actual parade.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean,
look at all the people around her just looking at her like, what are you doing? This is awful.
But they're like, it's New York.
Well, I give them credit for not intervening because you can see there's a camera on her. And so they would become part of this nightmare that she's now, done to herself.
Yeah.
You did it to yourself. You dumb. You got a trash can out of the deal, but lost your income.
And they're probably going to demand the trash can back. I mean, obviously, that's got to save it for next time.
What are you doing?
I want to show you the twerking video.
Okay.
All right. So this is this lady. It's
a stoplight.
It is a stoplight.
And she's climbed it.
She has. There seems to be like one of those.
By the way, there's a camera. Do you see it right there?
I do. Okay. Right on. Yeah.
Right there.
So there's another. So this one woman, she's up high. She's at looks like Trinity. And I don't know what the cross street is, but she's sitting up. Now she's moved down to where the walk, don't walk signs are. And the other lady, there's like a utility box that's either attached to the pole or sort of sitting on the ground. So she's able to get up kind of close to her. And, this Karen is yelling at her, like, get down. What are you doing? Get down off of there. How dare you have fun and celebrate. Get down. I demand that you get down. So as she's trying to lower herself down, she puts her feet on the box. And then she reaches over and chucks Karen off into the ground.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah. And then Karen pulls her pants down.
Punched.
Karen's pulling her pants down, pulls her underpants down. And this chick starts twerking.
She is. If you're behind this lady, you are seeing everything she's got.
Oh yeah. Yep. And then Karen gets pulled off of her by other people. There are people trying to keep everyone calm. And then the lady gets down, and there's some
there
face punching.
There was hair pulling. Yeah. There was punching.
And then this lady goes from being mad to, oh my God, all the cameras are on me.
Oh,
I'm going to start
dropping
now. She's
into
dancing.
Splits.
Yeah.
Oh. Look at her go.
Oh. Yeah.
She definitely has some moves. Which
she put her shorts back on, everyone, just so you know.
She did pull them up. Yeah. In a way, I almost feel like maybe I've been set up. Like the fact that I've just watched this again. Can you post both of these at the Radio Alice Facebook page? Like they get all this attention by having the fight up high, and then this lady pulls her pants down, she starts twerking, and now all of a sudden she's putting on a splits dance show.
The woman
who
had...
Are we getting taken?
No!
Are you sure?
The woman who had climbed the pole and was up there, first of all, she's very athletic, and she is the one who does the dance and the splits. Like, you'd have to be athletic to get up there. And yet, there's a point where she's sitting on the lights that say walk and don't walk, and those things, why do people trust things like that
to stay
to hold
put,
their
right.
weight? Like you just, that's not set up for you to stand on.
It looked like you're just kind of strapped
easily
on.
Break right off and drop you down onto the street.
Well, that's such a good point, but it is built to make it through New York City winters and thing, you know, heavy
and
fall,
parades.
I mean, heavy snow.
I don't like it.
Yeah, that's too much trust in a municipality.
Well, you might be able to see in their eyes. They're not all there.
Yeah, no, they're partying.
They're definitely.
They're having the time of their lives. Yeah. The Knicks just won. Duh. Our text number is 800-400-3697, and there's Maddie.
He's on the show.
We got a few texts about the luck or what would you take.
Oh, yes. What would everyone take?
This one says, take the luck, 907. Everything else will have a chance to fall in line. Luckily, lucky to get a raise, lucky to age slow, lucky to get pay raise, and so on.
Mm.
If the percentage was higher, I might consider it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm feeling like if it's, you know, making green lights all the time, that's not enough. But yeah, if I could win the lottery or, you know, win promotions or win... You know, raise? Sure, that would be nice.
510, more luck. I'm going to Vegas.
Mm.
Luck. People like the luck.
707, oh my God, can you imagine being able to see everything again? Aging slow would be so great. Heather from San Anselmo.
Maybe it's because I'm 30, but it's like the aging slower, you just have to work longer. And then your friends and everyone gets older at the same rate. I don't know.
It sneaks up on you, Bob. There's a point
really
where you
does.
Find yourself going, like I just said, I don't see myself as a 57-year-old man at all.
No, me either.
And then I am, and I'm like, what the?
How did this happen?
The guy just made a shock face at me. Like, what are you doing out here, old man? You're going to get yourself killed.
No, he made a shock face.
I've been surfing my whole life. I can do this.
Vinny,
I keep up with you.
He was shocked because you look so young and you are keeping up. So he couldn't believe
nice of you to say
that.
Yeah,
I don't believe that experience.
That's absolutely what the deal was with you.
I don't think so.
Definitely was.
Oh, here
yes.
we go. Okay. I think he was like, Jesus,
it does.
Dude.
It does hit. I'm turning 53, and I know it's not that old, but it is like hitting that. I'm starting to hit that where I'm like,
what?
It's all downhill from there.
What?
Well, it's all downhill from everywhere. I know.
Just life.
You guys still got like at least 10 more years.
Thanks.
Of what?
Of good.
Validity?
Yeah.
At least 10 more years.
That's good to know.
Oh, thanks.
All
510, right. Honestly, take the money now, because if you go with everything else, you can die real quick. At least you have the money to have fun with now.
Yeah, I want the money.
One for Vin. Hey, Vin, that's a great picture of your mom and kids on Instagram. Happy hump day, Alice fam. Dre from Hayward.
Hey, Dre.
Yeah, it's Nona with her chicken dog and her grandkids.
Oh, cute.
We were talking about the film Cujo earlier, 707. Cujo filmed in Petaluma.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I like Luma.
And then finally, a question for us. Did you guys watch Dance of Dragons yet?
Yes.
Was that what that episode was called? The Dance of the Dragons?
I don't know, but it's it's House of the Dragons. House of the Dragon.
Yes.
It was great. You didn't watch it?
No, I did. It was great, but it also was, I don't
know. Well, I'll tell you something. A lot happened in that episode.
Yes.
Like, a lot happened.
Yeah, I got to rewatch it. Too much.
It was great and horrible and incredible. And, oh, my God, all of that happened in one episode.
Mm-hmm.
Like, to all these different people. That was a lot. House of the Dragon is set 200 years before Game of Thrones. If you're going to watch any of these Game of Thrones shows, though, go watch Dunk and Egg. It's called A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms.
Yes.
The books themselves were really charming, and they cast it so well. They're just, it's a sweet little story.
That's one of the best shows of the year,
I concur. Really great show.
Can you do that?
Do what?
Put a list together of the best shows of the year.
For sure.
Yes.
I'd be honored.
Good. Also the best movies of the year?
Sure.
Great.
Looking forward to December 15th.
Yeah.
When she reveals it all to us.
Keep it running.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, great.
I love that idea.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, divorce and amputations.
Oh, my God, that's a great idea.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Wake up.
Alice, 97.3.
All morning.